Well, have you ever heard of chipped beef?
Oh, chipped beef, yeah.
Did I describe it right, or?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I've never had it myself, so I'm just hoping that I described it right. Okay. What is a fat pork that's cured in brine? Sometimes people use it in soup.
Or what?
Fat pork that's cured in brine.
Oh.
You ever heard of salt pork?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, but we don't really use it these days.
No, we don't.
That's one of those old-fashioned terms. All right, have you heard of a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog?
I don't know many.
It's called head cheese. Have you heard of it? Some people, I have never even seen head cheese. So.
No, I don't think about it.
Okay. If you wanted to separate a solid from a liquid, you might put it through a colander, and that process is known as what? What is the process of putting it through a colander?
You're talking about something my wife does, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know, what would you call really thin milk?
Skim milk.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Blue John?
Blue John?
Yeah.
Never heard of it like that.
It's an East Texas term, and very few El Pasoans have heard of it. But it's made from the milk of Holstein cows, and it's particular to Holstein cows, and it's very thin. It's like 1% or skim milk. And the reason they call it Blue John is because it looks blue.
Yeah.
What do you call milk that's just beginning to turn?
Sour.
Okay. What's a milk product that comes in a tub and has
butter?
Curds in it. But it has curds in
cheese.
It.
Cheese.
Okay. What do you call a bread made with corn?
Cornbread.
Are there different types of cornbread that you know? Because there's different ways you can make cornbread. So I'm interested to know what kinds of cornbread you've had.
You're out of my league.
Okay. Have you ever heard of corn pones? The little hockey puck things? When you think of cornbread, do you think of something that's baked on top of a stove or baked in a stove inside?
In a stove.
Okay. Let's see. What makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. If you had different kinds of canned drinks in your refrigerator, you would offer your guest what? You would offer them
a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Pepsi, whatever. Would you like to have a Coke?
I would love a Coke, actually. But
you would?
But that question is to see if you have a generic name. Is Coke
Coca-Cola.
Substitutable for Pepsi? Is it, like, can you call a Pepsi a Coke?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Ciao.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Here's a...
Oh, great, thanks. Do you happen to know what you would call an unlicensed alcoholic drink, like the hillbillies make? What do you call that?
Moonshine.